Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, always available to you online at npr.org. And we are very lucky to live in this age of the internet where news and information from every corner of the world is just waiting to be discovered. News you may have otherwise never heard and maybe never should, but that doesn't stop us from doing the ramble.
Okay, we're going to go to my home state. I'm not so proud of it right now. But Dateline Nampa, Idaho. Headline, local library puts sex under lock and key. So we made that headline up. It's not real. But the news is real. The gist of the story is that Nampa's, this is a town outside of Boise, the public library there, the board, voted to take two controversial sex books off the shelves and put them in a library office. Now, if Nampa residents want to read these books, The New Joy of Sex or The Joy of Gay Sex, they'll have to ask the librarian for special access. The books are being yanked from the stacks and kept in the library director's office after the board voted 3-2 to pull them until the library can figure out what to do with the so-called questionable material. The whole thing was apparently started by this guy, a local man, who asked that the books be removed. It's the third time in the last 2 years the library board has had to vote on what to do with the racy reading. The other two times the board voted to keep the books, but put them where kids couldn't get to them easily. But some residents didn't like that. They say the current decision to restrict access to adults amounts banning the books, and they don't like that one bit.
And then you have to ask the librarian, and she'll then give you the stink eye.
Yeah, so they'd be embarrassed.
While we're on the subject of books, if you're too lazy to read one yourself, you can get somebody to read it for you. If you're on vacation and you're just saying, I brought this book to read, but I don't want to read it. And if you're in London, you can you're in luck. It's actually the Andaz Liverpool Street Hotel will provide guests with an in-room reading service. The person will actually come to your room, crack open a book, and read it aloud to you. A so-called
Is that a new euphemism
reader?
For a massage?
I know. The reader in residence, I'd like to be read to, is being offered in honor of London Book Fair. It runs from April 14th to the 16th. The service will be F-R-E-E. A journalist from The Times named Damien Barr will act as your literary concierge, offering so-called bibliotherapy sessions to diagnose a guest's literary needs and prescribe appropriate text from the specifically devised book menu under development. Well, if I wanted to read my book, apparently, Damien Barr is a bit of a character in the UK, covering lifestyle and social trends for The Times. He reportedly convinced Sir Terence Conran to kiss Philippe Stark's boots, had a manicure with Paris Hilton's mom, and wrote the first UK book about the quarter life crisis. So you get the kind of picture that he is. He's a bon vivant, sort of. In addition to requesting Barr's in-room read-aloud services, hotel guests will be able to book him for private literary lunches or dinners in one of the hotel's five-star restaurants and bars.
So fancy, those people, the Brits. Okay, everyone knows that firefighters are brave, running into burning buildings to save lives, rescuing people, even in the face of grave personal danger. But mouth-to-mouth on a canine, that is some real bravery, taking it to a new level. A firefighter from West Monroe, Louisiana, did just that, saved a little terrier's life by performing CPR on the dog. I know.
It's cute,
but
sort of.
Friday, when firefighters responded to a house fire call, a resident told firefighter Stephen Odom that two dogs were trapped inside the burning house. Odom found the dogs and carriers underneath some blankets in a smoldering bedroom. And once he got outside, he removed one of the dogs from the carrier and noticed it wasn't breathing. And his tongue was hanging out. Not a good sign. He tried giving oxygen to the dog through his face mask, but it didn't work. So he did what he had to do. Cupped his hands around the dog's snout and started blowing until he could feel his chest expand. Odom said, I then did chest compressions similar to that of an infant who's receiving CPR. And after approximately 1 minute of doggy CPR, I noticed the dog trying to breathe on its own. 5 minutes later, the dog began looking around and was given to the owner of the house, Linda Lewis. An oxygen tank was left with the pup. That's a cute story.
1, 2, 3, push, little puppy.
Yeah.
All right. When you think of Tibet, you may think of monks, spirituality, tranquility. How about luxury?
Not so much.
Should be the opposite, right, of Buddhism. China announced plans last Sunday to launch, quote, the most luxurious train in the world, which will run from Beijing to the Tibetan capital of Lhasa. The story is just odd. The interior of the train will reportedly be decorated according to the standards of a five-star hotel. Each passenger car will have four 108-square-foot suites with a double bed, a living room, a bathing facility. Now, each train will have 12 passenger cars, two dining cars, a sightseeing cars. They will head from Beijing to Lhasa every 8 days, and the journey will take 5 days. The route will start September 1st, and it will be about 20 times more expensive than the ordinary train fare, which is about $280. The rail line to the Himalayan Roof of the World first went into operation in July of 2006. Chinese authorities say a 710-mile railway is an important tool in modernizing and developing Tibet, which has been part of China since its troops occupied the region in 1950, and then you know the political part after that. But critics say the line allows the Han Chinese, the national majority, to flood into Tibet, leading to the devastation of the local culture as well as accelerating environmental degradation of the region. Stay tuned for that story. More on that.
Hey, that's your ramble, folks. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/BryantPark.